Wake up, boys and girls. It's time for your Jopey Cast. J-O-E-E-Y. .com. Welcome to my squeaky little voice. Howdy, folks, and welcome. This is episode 10. Holy cow, double digits. I'm excited. This is episode 10 of the Jopey Cast for the week of March 6, 2006. I'm your host, Joe Jopey Fitzpatrick. The Jopey Cast is a weekly podcast that looks at the local music scene of Western Massachusetts. Hey, 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 we have our first sponsor. Portions of this podcast brought to you by the House of Wax Tuxless Car Wash, located on Route 2A in Orange, Massachusetts. Here's Dave to tell you a little more.
Hi, it's Dave from the new House of Wax Touch-Free Car Wash and Detailing Center. We're happy to be located in the friendly town of Orange, Massachusetts, on Route 2A. Please stop by and see our new touch-free car wash, where we'd be glad to give you a tour of the mechanical room. And don't forget, while you're here, to enter our drawing to win a free car wash if you can guess the name of the House of Wax mascot. Is it A, Splashy, B, Wordy, or C, Soapy? Our car wash is attended during peak hours. Every Tuesday at House of Wax Touch Free Car Wash is Ladies Day, where ladies receive $1 off our deluxe wash.
House of Wax.
House of Wax. House of Wax.
Well, I brought my car to the House of Wax just this past weekend, and let me tell you, it is freaking sparkling. I'm very excited for Dave, and very excited we have our first sponsor. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor for a future show, please contact me at jopey.com. My guest this week is a role model for both kids and adults alike, Ethan Stone, a young man with a clear vision and a freaking nice way of going about seeing it through. I have a few gigs to share with you. I didn't get out much this week as I was playing a bunch. Our internet site of the week is a cool local web blog, and I'll rave and rant about one of my favorite tech toys. I'll also pick out a few shows coming up that you won't want to miss. But first, in the news, some great CD releases this week. Van Morrison's Pay the Devil, which I guess is mostly cover tunes. Matasayu's coming out with Youth, with production by Bill Laswell. That should be great. And Buzzcocks' Flat Pack Philosophy. These are all coming out Tuesday, March 7th. In the Jopey Out and About this week, well, as I said earlier, I didn't get out as much as I like to, but I did have a bunch of gigs. Tuesday the 28th, I had a nice doubleheader with Trailer Park, the Iron Horse at 7 and the Basement at 10. Both gigs went great, although I have to say it was a little bassy on stage, a little tough to hear what was going on. Still, I had fun playing a bit over the top, just because you can at the Horse. And then in the Oopsie Daisy department, fellas and ladies, if you're planning on attending any kind of after-hours party, be sure to inform your better half. I was in the dog house Wednesday morning, but everything's better now. Well, improving anyway. Sorry, honey. On Friday night, I did an all Gordon Lightfoot set for some nice folks over in Agawam. Perhaps my last gig with Rudy Weeks for a while. Rudy! Anyway, I thought the band played really well, especially considering we haven't been very busy. And it was a chilly 59 degrees in the room we were playing. That's just too cold for the drums. On Saturday, Trailer Park was back at the Mole's Eye, and we brought along John Lozado. He ran the soundboard for us, so we could just sing and play. What a pleasure. This week, it's both a rave and a rant. I'm so stoked about my TiVo Series 2 update. Okay, let's back up for those of you who don't know what TiVo is yet. TiVo is like a very smart VCR. you can tell it to simply record all new episodes of a given show. You can tell it how long to keep it. You can even tell it to pick some programs for you that you might like, which is a little bit creepy. And it doesn't even need videotapes. It saves all your shows right onto hard disk. And it just got better. It can now receive podcasts. That's right, right on your TiVo. No more turning on your computer to listen to podcasts. If you have a Series 2 or later, go to the Music, Photos, and More section. I'm not sure if you need to have your TiVo connected to your home network as I do, but check it out anyway. I was listening to the Jopicast on my TiVo, and it was very, very cool. Now my rant. Why must you leave us Mac users in the dark? I'm still waiting for the TiVo to go for the Mac. TiVo to go gives you the ability to move shows from your TiVo to your computer so that you can burn it to a DVD, something you can do on Windows. There is some open source stuff out there, but you have to go and reformat files and configure this and configure that. I just want to make it nice and easy. TiVo, I want my TiVo Mac compatible. And I want TiVo to play back MP4s or the ACC file format. Most of my MP3 collection is actually an MP4 collection as I rip my CDs with Apple's ACC format. So please, TiVo, get on the stick with us Mac users. And if you have a TiVo Series 2, check that out. If you need to know the address to plug in for the Jopicast, go to jopi.com, follow the link to the podcast site. I'll have the link right there. It's basically just the XML file. You'll find it. Okay, rave and rant done. So our guest of the week makes me say awesome a lot. I can't help it. It's contagious. Ladies and germs, I'd like you to meet Ethan Stone. Yes, and in the studio with me today, I have a couple of gentlemen. I have Ethan Stone and his drummer Kendall and a buddy of theirs, Jazz, all here to talk about Ethan Stone's music. Ethan, Kendall, Jazz, welcome all of you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jovi.
Dudes, I'm going to start with you, Ethan. I got online today and did a little research. I loved all the your website and your bio. It's very professionally done. I learned you're born in Greenfield, raised in Athol. And we were just talking about, you know, my buddy, David Miowski.
I do.
Yeah, what a great guy, huh?
Love him. He's an awesome guy.
And I have to say, this is really weird, but I had the strangest feeling that you started on clarinet for some reason.
How did you know that?
I don't know. It's this, and the only really exposure to your music that I have is your single. But there's something about it. I was like, that dude played the clarinet at some point. And
how could he know that?
I do have this little thing, this little intuition that I got from my mom, so it might have been something to do with that, dude. So, anyway, and then you moved on to the sax.
What? How do you know this stuff?
Well, that was all online, right?
Was it?
Oh, yeah. It's on one of the articles, the newspaper articles.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that clear, Barry.
That's not in the bio. Yes, that's right. That was in Pat Colquhoun's article.
Yes, very well written, by the way. And you moved to the saxophone, and from there, do you play any other instruments?
I play guitar and keyboard. I actually, the first instrument that I played was the piano. When I was 4 years old, started studying with a nun by the name of Sister Germaine.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
That's right. She's the coolest nun ever. You know why? Because she let me play. Do you remember the Final Countdown by Europe?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Final Countdown.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We're going to Venus. Yeah, she let me play that tune at the recital. All the other kids were ripping out the Mozart and stuff.
No
she's
way.
Like, Ethan, you can play the pop music hit, The Final Countdown, but you must play it with all your enthusiasm and technical skill. You must practice hard, Ethan. And I played it, and the crowd loved it. And all the other kids were jealous because they all had to play classical music.
That rocks, man.
But she was awesome. Yeah, she encouraged me to do the music that I wanted to do, but to put my whole heart into it, you know, and be very enthusiastic and bust my butt at it. So
awesome. And then a little later, you went to Berklee College of Music?
I did.
And what the hell was that like?
It was pretty crazy. It was cool. I met a lot of great musicians, and I was influenced by a lot of great teachers. I had the same piano teacher as Bruce Hornsby.
Wow.
So that was a cool experience.
Excellent.
And met a lot of guys, got really into jazz, you know, not the guy. He's a good guy, but I didn't know him at that point.
Yeah.
I got into jazz music and got that Thelonious Monk stuff spinning around in my head and all that kind of stuff. I majored in jazz composition and got really into writing for horns and composing and all that stuff. And I've tried to kind of somehow bring that into my songwriting, you know, because even though I don't really compose a lot of jazz tunes anymore, that influence will always be in there. And the crazy things that I hear in my head are strongly influenced by that stuff.
Well, I definitely hear a jazz influence just in that one single. You got a lot of influences happening on that song, man. That's a great tune. And
thanks.
Just yeah, let's take a moment and listen to Ethan Stone's Too Late. Sweet tune and grand arrangement, man. I love that tune. And nice. Just like I've been reading online, it is stuck in my head all the time now. It's like I got to hear it once a day. It's like, oh,
awesome.
I need that song.
That's awesome.
It's really, really well written.
Thanks
when
so
and
much.
When did you hook up with Kendall?
Well, after we cut the that single, not long after that, Kendall and I had been jammed together every now and then. And then I said to him, well, you know, I'm putting together this band. And I'd like you to come and play in the band. He'd been coming over the studio and just practicing his brains out with me, and we'd just been working on music together. And he said, all right, and made the commitment, and we work real hard. We put in a good 20 hours a week.
Wow.
Practicing and recording, you know, just with a click track, just working on timing and tone and those kinds of things.
That's awesome.
So we can go out there and deliver the goods live.
Yep. You know, are you from Athol as well?
Yeah, I am.
Cool.
Grew up in Royalston.
Yep. Yep. And I have to ask you both your ages because I have no idea.
I'm 18.
You're 18, damn it all.
I'm 74.
I knew it. I knew there was a reason.
I'm 28.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Can you tell me about your influences, Kendall, as a musician?
My influences, I grew up with Black Sabbath and old school Metallica and lots of early hard rock and metal bands, Iron Maiden, and eventually discovered the world of progressive metal, Neil Peart, Mike Portnoy, Terry Bozzio.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Excellent.
So, it's my upbringing. I work on a lot of other progressive metal side projects, but join this guy.
Now he has to put up with my straight rocking ass all the time.
Oh, it's fun, though.
We have a lot of fun. I love that he brings that to the band, too, that power and energy.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And obviously you must have a fair amount of technical skill to be handling music like that.
Yeah, it takes a lot. I'm still working on my technique.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Where do you find the freaking time, man? You seem like I was online again checking stuff. You have like 10 projects going on at the same time, and is this your day gig?
Yeah, this is what I do. Just playing and booking gigs for other people. I run the Tooltown Live concert series in Athol.
Yep.
Where I have one of my favorite bands called Trailer Park come out and play. But everybody listening to this podcast should check out all the Trailer Park stuff if you've never heard of them. I'm sure you'd never.
All right,
heard.
Let's move on.
Sorry.
But seriously, that particular music series has been hugely popular.
It's been a lot of fun, too. It's such a fun thing for the community because there wasn't a lot going on. And I was really lucky. The town was behind it and said, okay, here's a budget and book these guys and see what you can do. And we did it the first year there, and everybody seemed to love it. Most of all me, because I get to go out and hang out and listen to my friends play, you know, and the whole town came out and supported it. So that's something that we're going to build upon. And it led me to the point where when concerts were being rained out, we were doing them in the town hall.
Right.
And there's like a 6-second reverb
in
the town hall. And so we said, we got to fix this. This is rough. And so I started the Memorial Hall Revitalization Fund and built a committee. There's now a committee of 8 people on that. And we've been doing some other fundraisers. We started this Rockathon fundraiser where we have metal and more heavy rock bands come out and play down in Liberty Hall beneath Memorial Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, down the basement.
Dungeon. Yeah.
That's cool.
And that's been great, and it's a monthly thing, and the kids love it. They come out, and it's just another venue for great rock and heavier stuff that we wouldn't do out on the bandstands as much.
Right.
Stuff like a Second Life.
Yeah, bands like a Second Life, and Sever the Time, After the Ashes, and... hopefully a band called Rurapente. We're hoping to get them in at some point.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, there was no opportunities like that. I mean, maybe a school concert if you could talk your band director into letting your rock band play. But, I mean, there was no outlets. And now we have places like the Flywheel.
Yeah.
There's things that are popping up for young people. And this whole issue that I wanted to talk to you about an alcohol-free zone where you can play music and have it really be just about the music and not about selling the booze.
Yeah.
So I totally feel that some nights, my friend.
I hear you.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you about that. How has the decision to play alcohol-free gigs affected the amount of gigs or the type of gigs that you play?
It's been great because it's forced me to focus on doing the gigs that I really wanted to do. And one thing that I can't stress enough is you can't get away, when you're playing with it for a sober audience, you can't get away with being sloppy and crappy. People aren't going to be willing to come out and see you play. They're not going to pay money to see you.
Yeah.
You know, at 2 a.m. when you're playing Margaritaville at closing time and everybody's half in the bag, I mean, you could change keys 6 times throughout the arrangement and everybody'd still hoot and holler.
Yeah.
I know, because I've done it, you know, 1,000 times.
Hooted,
you
know?
It just got to the point where playing the bar gigs a couple of years ago where it just didn't seem like anything that was doing anybody any good, and I really wanted to use the music to do good things. So I started the Tool Town Live and focused on getting more studio session work, and I was able to do that. And I ended up recording with my friend Darren. That's what led me to working with Tom O'Keefe, the guy who's produced my record now. And I started doing some old folks' homes, keeping in touch with my jazz roots. I go out and do 3 or 4 of those a week throughout New England, and just go and rock out the old Dr. John and
rocks,
Gershwin and Ray
awesome.
Charles and all that stuff. It's a lot of fun, you know, and the older folks are kind of like the forgotten members of society, right?
Hey,
they don't get any stimulation, you know.
I recently went through some things with my dad, you know, been living in a home, and I brought a jazz band in there and played for him, and it was one of the biggest things, you know, that ever happened to me to be able to do something like that. And here you do it on a freaking regular basis. You kill me.
It's awesome, man. It's such a cool thing. We should go sometime.
Yeah. I'm totally down with that. Awesome. We got to talk about that. All right. Let's see. Long-term goals. What's the long-term goal for you? I mean, as far as where do you want to go beyond Athol? I mean you're doing great things there, but...
Yeah. I have a few different goals. As far as what I've done in Athol in terms of the community with Tool Town Live, I'd like to brace yourself for this one. I'd like to do that on a national level. I'd like to have concerts springing up on bandstands all over the country. And there are tons of them already, but there are a lot of towns that could really use something like this. Mm. Towns where there just aren't things going on and people are bored and they turn to, you know, drugs and stuff like that, you know.
Or network TV.
Yeah, or network TV, you know. And just kind of waste their lives away where there's music that needs to be getting out there, and there are people who would appreciate it if you bring it to them. So I'd like to get that funded maybe by the government on a national level or locally, or just kind of branch it out. And last year I did them in 4 different towns, and this year I'm hoping to do them in another 5 or 6 different towns. Mm. Just continue to kind of grow that. And hopefully, in conjunction with putting out the record, if I can achieve some notoriety with the record and things like that, that'll give me a little bit more, you know, ability to go in and network with municipal people that would control these things in the various towns and cities and help me get that happening on a national level.
Cool. Out of all the people I know, I think you're the guy that could do something like that.
Oh,
I think,
thanks,
you know, I just think you got that positive energy going for you, and you don't let people not hear it. You know, you're right there. So more power to you.
Well, thanks.
Cool. I got to ask Kendall a couple drum questions because I'm a drummer, and, you know, I just can't let you go without
Absolutely,
me asking you.
No problem with that.
Cool. What kind of kit do you play?
Well, my actual main kit is a Mapex Pro M series with a custom purple finish.
Ooh, nice.
The only kit like that in the world.
Nice.
I like it.
Good.
It's purple.
And what type of cymbals you playing?
Well, I prefer Sabian. Right now I got kind of a mixture between Sabian and Zildjian, but I'm a big Sabian man.
Yep. Traditional or matched grip?
I practice traditional and matched. I mostly play just matched grip.
Cool. And do you take private lessons now?
No, never taken private lessons. I self-taught, played for about 8 years now.
Wow, that's incredible. Good for you, man. That's great. Let's see. Upcoming shows you want to let us know about?
Sure. Saturday, March 4th, that's going to be...
Yeah, how about something after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, this probably won't come out till Sunday or Monday.
Okay,
the
cool.
The 5th or the 6th, so...
Okay, this Friday night, March the 10th, we're playing at the Davis Memorial in Petersham.
Ooh, nice.
So if you live on Route 202, I don't know who anyone who lives on Route 202, but if you do happen to live on Route 202 down in the valley or something like that, and you want to head up that way, you just bang it right on 122. We're playing at the Davis Memorial, and it's a little daycare center, but it's got a huge stage, and it's a very cool place. We're opening up for the Ray Hendrix Band, and it's a benefit concert for their daycare center down
nice.
There. And I went in there and met the kids, and it was so awesome, Chofi. I got to tell you, they were just running around, and I was like, you guys ready for the concert? And they're like, yeah!
You know, nice.
Flipping around and they're going nuts, and so we're really happy to be able to go down there and use our music again to do something that's good, and it's a valuable thing for that community having the daycare right there, and it's a beautiful place, and Ray Hendrix is awesome. I don't know if you've heard him or not, but
I haven't. No,
he is awesome.
I gotta check my schedule. If I'm not doing anything, I'm there.
Awesome. That'd be great.
I noticed online you have a CD that's going to be coming out soon and a DVD as well.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about the DVD?
Yeah, the DVD is being produced by New York DVD, which is founded by Brian Brodeur, who originally grew up in Athol, then moved to New York, and it's going to be a great DVD. I'm really excited. He came out and they did like a 5-camera shoot in the town hall.
Nice.
And that's going to be on there, and some interviews and some footage from our live shows, all blended in, and it'll be a pretty pro quality product. The production value of the DVD will be a little higher than the performance quality, because it was a quick shoot at the town hall, but it was great. And he's done Rod Stewart and Avril Lavigne and all kinds of big name stuff, and it's just I'm flattered so much that he'd be willing to work with me. He's been there for me for a long time, Brian Brodeur, and has helped me get things going.
That's
and
great.
I'm really excited about that. You can learn more about that at the website ethanstonemusic.com, and the full-length CD we're hoping to have out this summer.
Excellent. I look forward to hearing more. And right now, let's take a listen to a little piece of another track. What do you want to hear?
Oh, we could play the next single we're going to put out, which is a song called "Ain't That the Way a Broken Heart Should Be." This is just a short excerpt of it.
That one there has got a little country flair to it. Is that,
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you pick up? He is amazing. Yeah, that one, I actually co-wrote that song with a guy from Nashville.
No way.
Yeah, a guy by the name of Tim LaRoche. Great singer and songwriter. Grew up actually in Gardner and Athol.
Yep.
And then moved to Nashville.
Very cool. Well, we're going to test your musical knowledge right now. We're going to move into the name that tune portion of the interview. My iPod is on shuffle. Beware, I'm only supposed to play about 10 seconds of these songs to keep it legal.
Awesome.
But we might slip just a little bit and let it go a little bit further than 10 seconds. And you don't necessarily need to say the name of the tune, even just the name of the artist, the name of the drummer, whatever you can give me, just whatever you can tell me from it.
All right.
Awesome.
Here's the first one. Not going to happen, is it?
Not going to happen.
I don't think so, but that's a mean lead.
Another self-taught drummer. Violin player in the band.
It was not going to have been. No.
No. Kansas.
Was Kansas.
Kendall was thinking that. I could feel him thinking.
Guess it out loud, my friends.
Billy Hartman.
That's the guy.
He's a
great
drummer.
Great drummer. I love the way he plays. And I didn't know. I was listening to him for years, and then I learned many years later that he was all self-taught, doesn't read music.
Wow.
You know, and that, again, that's, especially the earlier stuff, was pretty progressive.
Yeah, no kidding. Stuff like Magnum Opus.
Yeah, that's the tune, yeah. All right, nice, you guys. Let's try this one. At least you knew of Kansas.
He did. Oh. Oh, yeah. It sounds like what would happen if David Bowie got injected with, like, 9 pounds of galactic funk.
Any guesses? Chili Peppers.
Oh, was that early Chili
I thought
Peppers?
I recognized that snare sound.
It's like exactly.
Really that's Chad Smith.
Peppers. That's him, yeah.
Definitely.
Chopping wood.
Yep.
This is awesome. You're totally making a joker out of me, Jopie. I love it.
Oh, come on. He's right there on the wall. My hero.
Who's that?
Oh, it's Neil Peart, man.
You got it.
Come on, that's Rush.
That's Rush.
That was quick.
That was really quick, dude. That was like 4 seconds you had that one.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one.
Who is this, though?
Oh, you got the song. That's good.
Tempted by the fruit of another. A flannel for my face.
Yeah.
Wait, no, wait. You got to tell me something, Chopi. Why a flannel for my face? How can you use a flannel on your face?
I think that's one of those. They're an English group. I think it's some kind of British thing. I don't know. It must be like a towel for their face.
A flannel?
I guess we're not British.
Yeah. That's one of those songs. Everybody knows the song, but they have no idea who it is. It's one of my favorite bands, too. Squeeze.
Squeeze.
They have some really great tunes.
Make it a great band name.
Yeah. Here we go.
I don't know, but I love those roto toms.
Yeah.
I still use roto toms.
Oh, it's Spinal Tap.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
right.
They get it.
How did that drummer go?
No clue.
The guy singing is also a drummer.
Is that Dave Grohl?
Yeah, it is, baby.
I thought I recognized his voice. It's Foo Fighters.
I love that band. All right, let's just do one more. You guys are doing pretty good.
He is. I know this.
Of course you do. Poor Jazz. He's not even hearing the tune. He's just... You'll know as soon as he sings.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
dude,
Chris Cornell's
early
Soundgarden.
Early Soundgarden, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that from the first Soundgarden album?
Actually, that's from Down on the Upside. That's like their last studio album, isn't it?
That was after Super Unknown.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never got that album.
That's a good album. There's some nice stuff on that album. It's, you know, there's a, one of my buddies hated it because he actually used mandolin on one tune. He goes, "Oh, they got Wicked Soft on me." But I really like that record.
That's cool.
Some great tunes.
Did they still have Matt Cameron on that album?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great drummer.
Yeah, he is. Yep. All right, dude, you did really well. Yeah, I think you're both going to have to get a Jopi t-shirt.
Nice!
Yeah, we'll get your order in. Get you one of those. We're going to finish up with the lightning round, and maybe what we'll do is we'll just go back and forth. So, Kendall, you go first.
Take turns. We're good at taking turns.
Yeah, so just say one or the other. If it's neither, you can say neither. If it's both, you can say both.
All right.
Here we go. Twinkies or ringdings?
I'd have to say ringdings. Twinkies don't expire too quick.
Fox News or CNN?
CNN.
Boneless chicken wings or sushi?
Boneless chicken wings.
Windows or Mac?
Mac.
Sweet!
Yeah.
Disney World or Las Vegas?
Vegas.
Prince or Kanye West?
Prince.
Traditional grip or matched?
Ooh, matched.
And town fair or Broadway show?
Town fair, baby.
Oh, God. You guys rocked, man. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot, man.
Jopi rules.
I can't say enough good stuff about those guys. That was a sweet hang. Here's one more tease from Ethan's upcoming release, A Different Way. In our cool internet site of the week, this week's site is Kristen Beam's weblog entitled Soundcheck. Soundcheck is a mostly daily blog that focuses on the local music scene. Kristen has been writing for this blog for over 3 years now. She is in the know, if you know what I mean. All of her postings are still available, and she writes with a fun, personal style that is both fun and informative. I am hoping to tap into her knowledge of the local scene and have her on as a guest in a future show. In the meantime, go check out her blog. I have links at jopy.com and on the podcast page. You can also find it pretty easily through the masslive.com page. Oh, and thanks, Kristen. Kristen mentioned the JopyCast back when we were just 2 episodes old. Sweet. And now, a very special treat with the second installment from our good friend Greg Lazan with The Cat Rule.
Hola, amigos. Hi, it's Greg. A couple of weeks ago, I taped a little spot for this podcast about how I needed to memorize a solo off a CD so I could play it live myself convincingly. So I made an MP3 loop of it and practiced playing along with it over and over again, in the hopes that I'd burn the thing into my memory so well that playing it would become almost reflexive. I was thinking I might as well know how it all turned out. Well, I played it perfectly! During the sound check, that is, for the sound guy. During the real show, I'm sorry to report that I ganked it. But I only missed one note, and it was a quickie. Only me and God actually noticed anything even happened. Maybe a couple other people. But let's put that behind us. This week, I have an idea for reducing jazz-induced hand numbness, commonly known by its acronym, JIN. You get this not from playing jazz, mind you, but from clapping for it. You know how you're supposed to clap after each soloist at a live show? Well, as you probably know, this gets a little tiresome after a while. Don't get me wrong. I know it's nice to clap, even if the solo blew. But I've noticed that the endless clapping eventually starts to taper off during a long set, and by the end it turns into this awkward thing where the audience is sick of clapping all the time and the performers think they're sucking. Well, I have a solution. It's called the Clap After 2 Rule, more commonly known by its acronym, the CAT Rule. What this means is that while you are encouraged to clap whenever a soloist so moves you, you're only technically obligated to clap after every couple of solos. I think this would go a long way toward ensuring that everybody has a happier, safer, less numb evening. That's my tip this week, friends. Adios!
That Greg, he's a clever guy. And now on to gigs you can't miss. On Friday, March 10th, Trailer Park is at Theodore's in Springfield. We don't get out on that side of the river very often, so all you Springfield folk, come out and see us. On Saturday, March 11th, one of my all-time favorite bands, The Equalites, is at Bishop's Lounge. And the following Saturday, a reminder, Saturday, March 18th, the Sam Kinniger Band, also at Bishop's Lounge. And I'm hoping Nikki Glaspie will be with Sam Kinniger on that evening. A very special thank you to Johnny Memphis. Johnny featured the JopyCast in last week's Daily Hampshire Gazette music column. Johnny said some sweet things about the podcast, and it even included a great picture of myself, Jopy, playing my drums out under a great big blue tent. But anyway, Johnny, thank you so much. And thank you, Daily Hampshire Gazette. Well, I'll be. That brings us to the end of another JopyCast. Please be sure to visit jopy.com to find all the links mentioned in today's podcast. If you are seriously interested in becoming a sponsor, contact me through jopy.com. I'd like to remind you, they could be barters. I need a new web design. I need all kinds of help. So please, if you have a service you think I might be able to use, drop me a line at jopy.com. Be sure to get out and support your local music. Thanks for listening. Smell you later. JOPEY.com. Welcome to my squeaky little voice. JOPEY. Welcome to my squeaky little voice. Welcome to my squeaky little voice. JOPEY. This week's episode powered by Tab Energy. Tab, that sweet saccharine taste. You can never have too much energy. Tab Energy.